This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you. J.D. Arteaga, the head coach of the Canes, year two, joins us this morning. J.D., how you doing, man?
Good morning, Joe. How are we doing?
Listen, man, there's nothing like the opener, right? Get a chance. You got lots of new guys. You got to be excited to see who's going to show up and try to get this. You got a lot of brand new players on this team, JD, between freshmen and the transfer portal. Do you have a good feel going into this season on who will play well? Or is it way too early?
I would feel good about it, man. Like you said, we got 29 new players. We've got 15 transfers and 14 freshmen. You're going to see a lot of transfer guys tonight, especially offensively and on the mound. And we're excited about it. We have a really good group.
Hey, JD, so I was looking at the transfer portal. I'm always curious because that's all we talk about is NIL and transfer portal now when you talk about college sports. You got guys from Liberty, Oregon State. You got them from everywhere. I'm always curious. So you're looking to improve your team. You go out and you look and you realize you need these guys. How do you go about finding guys from program to program? Are you just looking at numbers? How do you figure out if a guy's a good fit for you or not?
You know, one of our biggest improvements has been our analytics staff, and we track every player in Division I and Division II in the country, really. So, and we're tracking them all year long. We've got, you know, weekly updates and rankings, and when they do pop into the portal, we know exactly who they are and where they would fit in our program. And it's all then at that point, it's all about doing some, you know, makeup and character background checks and making sure we're getting the right guy and not just, you know, the best player on the field. And that was kind of our goal this year, to making sure we got the right guys, right attitudes, right makeup. And so far, you know, today's the first test, and I'm not saying it's the first game, but it's the first lineup that's going to go up, and it's going to be the first day that you got only nine guys playing, you know,
right,
hitting and one guy on the mound. So, as you know, that's the first time that the team is challenged the clubhouse. So, but we feel it's a good group. It's a good group that's going to handle well whatever their role might be.
Yeah, JD, I always wonder, too, as you get set and you're talking to all these guys, you know they all want to play, whether they're right out of high school or they've been in a college program. They're here to play in this big-time program that you have. What's the message, everybody? Keep playing and nothing's guaranteed. I mean, if you don't perform, we'll make changes. Everybody's going to get a chance. What's the message?
Well, the message was clear in the beginning, right? It's with so many new players, every job was up in the air, except for probably third base and second base and a couple of pitching spots, or maybe one pitching spot. It's all new faces, so it was a fair fight, I guess you can call it. Everybody,
yeah,
you know, coming out and trying to win their position. So, you know, and I think it's again, as the fall went and the spring went, it was pretty clear and evident who those stars were going to be. The biggest challenge is always on the mound. You know, in high school, freshmen come in, and there's no such thing as a bullpen or relief pitching in high school. The starter, you know, starts and finishes the game, and you might have two starters on the team, and that's it. If you're in the bullpen in high school, you're really you don't have a role.
Right.
With so many older guys, they've been in college. They understand the importance of the bullpen and the role that it plays in winning and losing every game. So that's the biggest challenge. And we got so many guys. We've got obviously only four starting pitchers, but we probably had 10 guys that could have fit that role or were starting pitchers from where they came from. But again, being a veteran staff, I think they understand what their role is and the importance of it.
JD, you got Nick Robert gonna start it off. He was a closer, now a starter. Talk about that decision, and do you have guys that, when they get to the college level, even if they've been starters, will they go, hey, I got no problem being a closer. Those guys make good money. I want to show I can do it. I mean, there's obviously at the next level, it's super important.
Yeah, you know, Nick last year, you know, I feel he was out of position. He is more of a starting pitcher. He's not a swing and miss guy. He's a guy that's going to put the ball in play. He's going to be efficient when he's pitching. And, you know, that's not really what you're looking for in a closer. You want to swing and miss guy and get out of jams, you know. But out of necessity, he was the best option we had last year. So he's back to where he belongs, I guess. And he's improved so much, especially with his secondary stuff. You know, you don't have a chance in the eighth, ninth inning to work on a breaking ball and try to develop that in the game where, you know, after another fall and spring and going out there working on the secondary stuff, he's gotten so much better, gotten stronger, his velocity's up. But he's much more suited to be a starter than a reliever for us. So he's ready to go tonight.
All right. So JD, I got to ask you, you mentioned that third baseman, Daniel Cuvée. What a year, man. Holy smokes, ranked as a top third baseman. Just been unbelievable. 24 home runs a year ago, 75 RBI. I always wonder when a guy does that, do people figure him out, or have you seen him and feel like he's even better getting set for year two?
Well, you know, I think the sophomore slump is a real thing. But there's two reasons for it. It's complacency and thinking it's going to happen again just because it's happened once. And that's not Daniel where he's at. He's such a hard worker. He's such a student of the game. And I was looking to get better. Then the other reason for that would be trying to do too much. And that's always a concern for me with Daniel is trying to do too much. Or, you know, if he goes out and just plays his game, he's going to be fine. But he's got a good head on his shoulders. He understands what he can and can't do. And we feel, again, that was our other goal this summer, is making sure we acquired some bats to protect him. We had some teams walking him with nobody on base last year, you know, and we can't let that happen. So he's getting the Barry Bonds treatment there for a little bit at Virginia Tech. But, you know, we feel like we've picked up a few bats that we can put around him that they're going to have to pitch to him or pitch to somebody else. So we feel good about that as well.
JD, I always like to ask about, we got some great baseball. I know we talk about the football a lot and how talented the high schools are, but we got some really great baseball programs down here as well. And I know how important it is, but at the same time, I've always loved the talks through the years of being on the radio about trying to figure out and going after, and a guy commits to you, and now you're going, great, he committed, he wants to come next year, but I also know if he plays too well, he's going to get drafted too high, and I'll never see him. What is that like as you go through that whole process, knowing that guys commit, and then all of a sudden he goes, hey, listen, they offered me a bunch of money, I've decided I'm turning pro?
That's something you got to deal with. We've been doing this a long time, and it's you're right. You're absolutely right. You don't want him to blow up too soon. And you usually have a pretty good idea who's coming, who's going. I mean, we've had a handful of times where, you know, a kid comes into his senior year and he's throwing 88 to 90 and you feel like he's going to be okay in the future. And then all of a sudden he's throwing 94, 96. And then you're like, all right, he's gone, you know, on to the next one. Who's who are we going to you know, cover for him? But it's, you know, it is what it is. That's something that you go out and you try to recruit the best guys and hope you let, you know, a few of them show up, the right ones show up to campus.
JD, you got to ask about your freshman class, too. I am finding out in college sports, freshmen are not very patient human beings. They want to come in. They want to play. They don't care. They got mom and dad and friends in their ears and everybody else. How do you deal with that, with another class coming in?
Trying to figure that one out, Joe. You know, we have a very good class. This class, if it stays together, it's going to be a very good class the next year and a couple of years down the road. But, you know, Michael Torres in center field could be good as the best defensive center fielder we've had in a very, very long time. It's special defensively. The bat's coming around, getting better. We've got a couple of arms. AJ Siskar is going to see time in the out of the bullpen late in the game. Michael Fernandez from Tampa is another left-hander that's going to see a lot of time late in the game. You know, Lachi is another. It goes on and on.
Yeah.
You know, again, you said it perfectly. They're not very patient. You know, if they are, this can be a very special class, something we could really build around in the future here.
Yeah, well, you know, it is funny because everybody goes through it, but it just looks like these young guys, because they play so much competitive baseball, and they come from great programs, and now everybody's playing everybody in the country in these tournaments. So you get a lot of guys, I'm guessing, are pretty much ready to go by the time they get to you. You've seen that they played against some pretty competitive baseball, huh?
They are. They're talented. They're experienced, but it's hard to compete when, you know, or compare a 19-year-old with a 23-year-old that's
right.
Been through it, you know. And in college, I think I call it identity crisis. And kids come out of high school, and you know, I hit third on my team, and just about everyone on our roster
yeah,
hit
right.
third for their team,
right.
or was their Friday night starter for the high school, right?
Yeah.
But they got to understand when they come in.
Yeah.
You know, now you're a little second baseman hitting in the eighth spot. You got to, you know, bunt guys over and move guys around, and you're not swinging for the fences. And when that identity is set, and they understand who they are, they become better players. You know. But, you know, I think so, the freshman that I'm talking about this year, like even Fabio Peralta, he, whether he's in the starting lineup or not, he's going to play a role. He will be in the game late in games. He's another – he can easily play center field for us as well. So he'll be in the game defensively. So they're going to play a role, and it's a matter of getting him in there when you can. And a lot of them are going to help us win some games in their own way. They might not be in the lineup right away hitting third, but they're going to help us win games, whether stealing a base or defensively or getting a big out at some point late in the game on the mound. So it's just a matter of continuing to develop and understand who they are and find a place in our program.
Well, it starts tonight, man. Find out. The dress rehearsal starts tonight against Niagara. First of three games this weekend for Canes fans. Want to go out there, enjoy yourself, grab a couple of cold ones and a milkshake and the whole deal out there. JD, thank you. Really appreciate you coming on. Good luck with everything.
Great, Joe. Thanks so much, man.
All right, JD Arteaga joining us this morning. I started calling manager again, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes. We got to go to break here. We got a lot more. Alex Donnell, host of Locked On Canes and Locked On ACC, is going to join us coming up at 8 o'clock. We do have a bunch of news with the Canes football team we want to get to here today. We have some Dolphin stuff we want to get to a little bit later on. Looks like another race is getting ready to happen here. Tyreek's decided. Listen, I'd much rather see Tyreek news, being he wants to race the fastest man in the world, compared to the other Tyreek stuff, right, that we've been dealing with. Hey, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers here on a Friday, especially on a Friday, because I know if you're looking around for a new car, truck, or SUV, a lot of people wait. Hey, tomorrow morning we're going to get up early. We're going to start hitting some dealerships. We'll put South Florida Chevy dealers on that list. We've got 14 convenient dealerships throughout South Florida. And then you can go out and see the SUV, some of the SUV family, like the all-new Equinox. Boy, is it nice, man. They've just added some dynamic, eye-catching exterior, and you got a SUV loaded with smart style and practical dependability, all this stuff you're really going to enjoy. I got to tell you, one of my favorites, and I didn't get it because I just had to get a new Tahoe, and I decided to go. I almost decided I was going to go downsize a little bit, and not a lot. But the 2025 Traverse has so much space, I was blown away. And then I got, I just like the big, comfortable Tahoes. But that Traverse, oh my gosh, for a midsize SUV, couldn't believe all the room for your family and the cargo. If you need that space, that 2025 Traverse got everything. And what a look with a turbocharged 2.5-liter engine. It's got everything you need. Right over to Silverado Trucks. I always call it my cleanup hitter. Strong, durable. Four different engines to fit your needs, really, according to how strong you need your truck to be. If you're towing, whether it's for pleasure or work, or just need a truck to work with you 5, 6, 7 days a week, that's how you make a living. Silverado Trucks are ready to go. You got to check them out, man. We got the perfect Silverado truck for you. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now, not to mention a couple of test drives for you this weekend.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Before we get back to the show here, let's get you some weather. It is brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. And Joe, I have good news. We have what we call pickleball weather. It is 73 degrees and sunny outside.
You can't help yourself.
Let me give you the weather for tomorrow.
You can't help yourself, man.
Oh, tomorrow's looking nice, man. High of 80, low of 73. That's pickleball weather.
That's
you get out, swing the paddle around a little.
If you don't mind, that's just whatever whether you're walking or anything. That's just great weather, brother. That's why we live here.
I was just saying that because you're going to be, you know, playing Saturday.
I'm probably going to be yapping a lot, Woody. That's what I expected to be doing.
I hope they embrace you out there as one of their own, the pickleball community.
You done?
Yes. I'm just very excited. You're working a pickleball tournament.
You think there's this like big divide between tennis.
I do. It feels like skiers and snowboarders. It really is starting to feel that way with you.
And pickleball.
Because it really is. You could make the comparison, right? Like, you know, skiers are really uptight. Tennis players are really
uptight.
How do you
know skiers are uptight? Since when did you start doing and become a big skier to know what skiers are like?
I like to go. I snowboard because I'm not uptight, but just a very similar comparison.
You are uptight.
I know. I know. I was trying to get away with that. I'm joining the blood pressure crew with you.
I told you.
I got the bad news at my checkup. Yeah.
Hey, man, I told
guy's
you.
Guy's like, hey, man, you need to mellow out or you're going to have to take this stuff. Hey, just give me the stuff.
I was doing great till they tell you to cut back on the caffeine. And
they told you to cut back on caffeine?
Yeah.
This is you cutting back? What? Were you drinking more than this before?
So, nothing against any products out there, but the number one, when I originally found out with these massive headaches that I had as a young man when I started, I said, man, I had these headaches. I can't get rid of them. They're bad. And he goes, oh, yeah, you got, I could see. You're about ready to blow up here. You got really high blood pressure. I go, oh, yeah, I got it in my family and stuff. And he goes, well, I can tell you one thing. He went through the whole thing. And he said, well, I go, well, I drink a big thing of Mountain Dew at night at NBC and get after it again in the morning. He goes, ooh, that's at the top of the no-no list, all that Mountain Dew you're drinking, man. That stuff is. So anyway.
You're drinking the regular, not the diet.
No, I was getting after the regular. Oh, no, fully loaded. Not good.
Is that before the days of energy drinks?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Because now you got like, I like Celsius. Celsius is good. It's, you know, it's not certainly not Mountain Dew.
Well, there's a whole bunch of energy drinks out there, and I stay away from all of them.
I know.
Coffee.
We're trying to keep you alive, so I'll give you a pass.
Yeah, no.
That,
the coffee is as
the
far
energy
as,
drink is a younger man's game.
As far as I go. I think one of my daughters does the Red Bull and vodka.
That's a popular combination.
Is it? Still?
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. So, like, when you're out, you know, in Miami, you're out drinking late night, it's a push, right? Because the alcohol will try to make you go to sleep, then the energy drink will try to wake you up, so it's like a push. They kind of cancel each other out, you know?
What you're telling me, though, it's one hell of a buzz. Is that what probably at the end of the day?
Yeah, I mean,
it's pretty good.
Texas says, I'm a skier and I'm uptight.
Man, I got to tell you, I think everybody dealing with being a little uptight. I went to Dade County last night. Traffic is at a whole different level, man.
You ventured into our county.
I did.
Very rare.
Did. Had a great night, though. A great night. It was worth it.
Somebody said, just tuning in, does Joe remember that it's Valentine's Day?
Ooh.
They're looking out for you, bro.
That's awesome.
You've been talking about Beverly's Jewelers, though, for 2 weeks, so I think you at least, you should be aware.
Correcto. And I'm not done. I mean,
really?
I'd probably grab some flowers on the way home.
No way.
I'm pretty romantic.
Is there someone on the side of the road that sells them by you?
Woody, I'm pretty romantic.
So I hear.
So, were you working with me? We had the problem with the guy on the side of the road.
Which problem was that? You've had a lot of problems.
So I made a comment, and I gave the location right off State Road 84 and 136th Street. There was a flower place, and I stopped there, and she wasn't real excited about those flowers. She didn't think that was much of an effort.
Your wife didn't. She didn't like them.
Did not think it was a very good effort to stop by at a last-ditch effort after I realized it was Valentine's Day in the afternoon. Going to be home just in time for dinner, where I didn't book a dinner, and I was going home. So I grabbed those flowers on the side of the road, and I made a comment, you know, about how cheap they were. So the guy really upset that I said it. He heard it. And, boy, that was a I got it from that guy, and then I got it when I got home.
Wow.
That was a rough one.
You've had a few flower incidents, haven't you? Was it I'm trying to think of the other one you had. What was it you were at? You stole them from somewhere? They were given to you? Was it like a funeral or something?
No, so... Man, this stuff.
I like that one though. I like that story. I don't even remember it.
Stuff just gets me in trouble. So what happened was,
there we go.
I had just moved in to live because I had to live with my wife before we got married. We had to check this out because see if how it was going to work. Had to kind of warm it up. I wasn't just going to do that old school, just get married and then find out. So we're living together, and the next door neighbor was dating this guy. So I came home one day, and the guy was bringing flowers to her. And she's letting him have it. I got out of the car, and she's going, "You're a pig. Don't try to make up, you cheating bastard. You're cheating. Now you're giving me these nice flowers. Keep them." And so he just drops them right in front. He goes, "No, I love you, and this guy's trying really hard. I didn't do it, you know, and if I made a mistake, I'm sorry." And she goes, "No. You'll never do that. Get out of here, you know." She's letting him have it. I can't say the words. So she goes, so he takes off in the car, and she goes, "Joe, you want these?" "I don't want them. Stinking, ratting, cheating rat." And I go, "Can you keep a secret? Because they were nice. This guy went all in. Beautiful vase, couple dozen roses. It was gorgeous." And I got to give them to her. And I said, "But you're not going to say anything, are you?" And she goes, no, of course. No, I want Margaret to have these. They mean nothing to you." So now she comes home from work, and I said, "Man, I got you these flowers. I was thinking about you." That's where I made my mistake, right? I said, "Man, oh, my God, you know, it's so nice.
You lied."
Yes. Yeah. Yes, thank you. Thanks for breaking it down. I love you, you know, here are these flowers, you know. Oh, my God, you know, I've just really noticed a change, you know. Oh, my God, this is great.
Oh, boy.
So now, this woman next door, I don't think she waited a day. She sees Margie getting in her car, you know, townhouse are right next to each other, and goes, "Hey, how'd you like the flowers?" The bitch sold me out. So now, I mean, that was major.
Mm-hmm.
She was mad for days.
The lowest thing you've ever done.
You lied. You can't be trusted. And then she found out the story. Yeah, this guy cheated on me. Been dating him. I knew he didn't come home. Mm-hmm. And now he shows up this morning, and he's got flowers for me. You know, I was just coming home from the show. I was doing radio. And I went, "Wow, this is easy. I'm not paying for him, and I'm going to get the benefit from this cheating guy she was dating." And the whole thing just backfired. In a matter of 24 hours, it was like, it felt so good, even though I lied. I did lie.
I think every guy would have done the same thing, right?
No, because you can never trust another woman that gives you those flowers.
Yeah.
So I got another one. Julie gets all these flowers down here, 101.5.
Oh, no.
She goes, "Oh, I don't want them. I have nobody to go home, and they're not a big deal to me."
You brought them home and said you got them.
She goes, "Here, take the whole thing." And I did it. I took them. I put them in the car. And when I got home, I go, and I didn't give them to her. I go, I can't do this. But I can give them to my daughters.
Oh, my God.
So I gave them. And I lied to them. And I lied to both of them. I split the flowers up that Julie gave me from some guy that really liked her. Oh, man. Valentine's Day. I friggin' hate Valentine's Day. Are you a big fan of Valentine's Day?
I hate Valentine's Day.
Exactly.
I think it's a huge scam, but like, you're going to see, like, today is the day. It's like you go to Walgreens or CVS or whatever. If you go today at like 3, 4, 5 o'clock when everyone's getting off of work and all these losers are like, "Oh my God,
they
forgot."
They got every card. They're like wiping out cards. $3 to $5, $6 cards.
Yeah, I walked into Walgreens yesterday to get something, and they got there's balloons all over the place.
Oh, they got you.
And flowers.
And those are for last second Charlies. And let me tell you something. That store's packed. That those drugstores you're talking, they're packed right now with people doing it last second. And that's not bad, because a lot of guys wait till they get off work to do it on their way home. No effort.
That's tough, man.
But I got to tell you, thank you, Jeff and Amanda, Beverly's Jewelers.
Yeah.
Because I am taken care of. The first
one. I know. I heard you did good.
Thank you. All right, man.
You need it. You were due, by the way.
So, listen, I don't mind telling stories, but I don't want to get ripped for those stories about what happened.
You shouldn't get ripped. I think everybody would have done that. I've done stuff similar
to
that.
Well, why would the woman next door, and I'm not blaming her.
No, that's on. Yeah, but that's
wrong. Why would you tell me that you're not going to say anything, and then you couldn't help it because she goes, oh, my God, they're beautiful. I couldn't believe Joe did that. It was so nice. She goes, yeah, I gave them to him. They're from my boyfriend who I just broke up with. Like, totally threw me under the bus. I never talked to her again. I was so mad at that woman. It was. I almost got kicked out of this townhouse. We're going through that whole process of living together and see how it works and with our schedules and you know, going forward. Woody,
Texas is right, by the way. Valentine's Day, like, the guys get, we get nothing. We get nothing out of this holiday.
Yeah,
unless you get them a good enough gift. You have a nice night, but.
So how far are you going? If your wife doesn't listen, what are you going to do?
I'll figure it out later. I don't know.
You haven't even started, have you?
No.
I don't think a lot of guys have. You're not alone. That's usually me.
I mean, I was going to do something.
But I got to tell you, I knew you'd like that Julie story. She had all these flowers.
That's great.
Julie guy goes, here, I don't want them. Take them home to Marga. And I was thinking, no.
I've been given stuff before, and I bring it to my wife, and I act like I got it for her. People do that. It's okay.
Don't do it with a neighbor. If it's a next-door neighbor, and she couldn't wait. I don't think she thought she was throwing me under the bus. That hurt. That bus ride hurt. All right, hey, we got a lot more to get to here this morning.
You going for flowers, too, along with that nice jewelry?
Probably.
You know, with the full package. Because you recently missed something, didn't you?
I don't know. Will you stop?
You were on a plane or something. What was that one?
I missed the anniversary.
Yeah.
This is the plane was talking on. This is, of course, Bo's and Jimmy's favorite story. The plane is literally taking off, and I get a text. Happy anniversary to you too, honey. And I couldn't, and there's nothing you can respond. And we fly across the country. We're playing the 49ers. So now I'm in, and I go right up to my room.
And your phone doesn't even work on the plane, right?
No.
So you can't.
Oh, so I got to wait. So I go up, and those guys are all waiting down at the bar for me, calling me, hey, dude. And I came down.
You didn't get her anything, right?
No.
Okay.
And they just said I look like a beaten up dog. I literally, they said I had my head down. And of course, those guys don't let up. They just don't let up.
Well, you're going to crush it today, though. You'll make up for it.
Anyway, I got to tell you, let's talk about the main man. The main man doesn't mess up anything. Anthony Caliendo, I'll promise you this. Talking about Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts, I'll guarantee you he's taking care of his wife. She's taken care of, and he's going to take good care of you, too, because the main man can help you sell your business faster and get you the most cash. This is what he does, and the guy is a marketing machine. Nobody will market your business better than the main man to set you up and get you a nice big sale with money you're going to be very happy with. How do you know if it's time to sell your business? That's always a big question for people. And the main man has put together five questions, and they're good ones. Are you tired of all the stress? Are you tired of all the risk? Are you tired of all the competition? Are you tired of all the employees? That'll get you. Are you tired of coming home and being tired and just going, I got to get rid of this every night to the point your wife says, please, please get rid of it. I can't take it anymore. If you've answered yes, you need the main man to help you cash out today. Hey, doesn't matter what size it is, 100,000 to 100 million. There's a buyer out there in South Florida for every business. The main man would like to do it for you. Most people have no idea what their company or their business is worth. He'll give you a free valuation, what's your business worth. He'll sit down with you. It's for free. Go through the whole thing with you. Get the numbers together. You're happy. He's happy. And then he goes out and gets it done for you. 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. That's 1-800-843-6246. Ask for the main man, Anthony Caliendo, or visit on the web at themainman.com. Make that call or text him today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
Hey, Woody, I got some flowers for your wife if you want to give them to her.
Thank you. I would, by the way.
You would?
Sure.
I don't think it's a very good idea.
Why, are you a rat, too?
No. Right,
let's get in some
headlines. I'm not a rat. What do you got? What do you got,
Jay? All right,
Woody,
the Four Nations, Joe, this hockey tournament that we got going on now has been a big success here. Looks
home
like so
run.
Far. Yeah.
Home
for,
run.
For TNT, it was actually, Joe, the Canada overtime win was their most watched broadcast so far this year for hockey.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow. Not surprised.
And then you have the USA and Canada are playing Saturday night on ABC.
How good is that?
So this is, yeah,
by the way, teammates playing against each other. Somebody forgot to tell the Tkachuk brothers last night that that it's not that important. Those guys were playing like maniacs. They were knocking guys down. It was awesome.
Yeah, so Canada and Sweden average 1 million viewers, Joe. That was the highest on TNT all season, so pretty good there.
Woody, I got to say this real quickly.
Please.
All the All-Star games should go to this format. Basketball needs to go to international versus the United States. They have to.
Hmm.
It'd be so much better.
Yeah.
You agree, Woody, or no? Because these All-Star games, most of them are a joke. And the NHL game was bad, too. Just
yeah.
as bad.
I'm not a fan.
Ain't no D except baseball. Baseball's the only one that goes all out.
Yeah, I'm guessing this weekend's will not be particularly good for the NBA. All right, ESPN, Joe's not going to renew the Formula One rights here per a report.
What happened?
If you recall, we mentioned that NBC and Netflix are the leading candidates to pick up the package. Netflix makes sense, right, because they have the show already.
They have a lot of money.
They do have a lot of money.
Jeez.
F1, Joe, it's $90 million right now for a property that draws 1.1 million viewers per race. So it's expensive, and they don't get a ton of viewers.
Must have to do with
that
sponsors.
That's change,
no, I just think it has to do with it's all high-end sponsors, right? The people that get behind and put their... people advertise with that, probably.
Yeah.
Like tennis... Tensics.
Yeah.
Look at their
stuff. It's the same sponsors. Yeah, the same stuck-up sponsors.
I knew you were going to say that. That's not what I meant by it, but.
Well, you have your Dom Perignon and your Rolex. You're good to go, right?
Well, those
Whatever
guys do.
You guys
those
like.
Guys do have some of those kind of sponsors.
Yeah, you they have the a Rolex watches? Sign at every
oh,
turn. Yeah.
Man. Wow.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of TV stuff here, Joe, I just showed you this video. TNT is live for All-Star Weekend. They had the inside crew on last night for Thursday night. And
unbelievable.
So they had the guys run up. They had the big board behind them. You know, they do that race to the board thing.
Yeah.
So Shaq comes back. He's all tired from running because he's, you know, out of shape and all that. Here's a little clip.
All right. In the words of Marshawn Lynch, I'm tired of shit, America. We get fired anywhere, Ernie.
We're getting fired anyway, Ernie.
F it. Yep. That's unbelievable. Those guys know that TNT is done after this year. And the question is, will those guys make it till the end of the year? You know, those guys love being on TNT because it's a great show. They should.
All right.
Oh, that's
in more,
that is funny.
So I don't know what's going to happen with the future of that show. More disturbing TV news here, though, Joe. This
what?
One really caught us by surprise here at the news desk. Scott Hansen is in talks with NBC as NFL Network negotiations stall. NBC is eyeing Hansen to host a Gold Zone for the 2026 Winter Olympics and possibly the 2028 Summer Olympics. So he is in talks with NBC Sports about a wide-ranging job that could include Olympics and NFL coverage. Hansen's contract with NFL Media expired after the NFL season. He is the host of NFL Red Zone.
Yeah, no,
you know
he's fantastic.
Yeah. I don't.
By the
know
way,
what
that
we would
that
do
job,
I,
he is incredible.
Those
he's guys,
the best. Yeah,
clean as can be, man.
That show
throughout.
Is fantastic.
Yep, unbelievable. What and, that thing is gold.
And then I hate to do this on Valentine's Day here, Joe, but we have a
no more stories.
We have a separation here that we do need to cover because he is a regular here in this segment.
Oh, who could it be?
Old Johnny Football. Johnny Manziel and Josie Canseco have broken up after less than a year together.
I didn't.
TMZ Sports has learned.
That's two people and a father in there, not very stable. I didn't feel good about that one.
TMZ was told that Josie ended things with Johnny recently, but the two sides still have a lot of love for each other, and there's no bad.
Why does everybody
blood
always
whatsoever.
Say that? Why does everybody feel like they have to when they send that out? It didn't work out, but we have love for each other and wish each other only the best going forward.
Says the signs were there. They no longer followed each other on Instagram.
Oh, that's not good.
There are very few traces of them ever dating on their respective profiles.
Probably part of the problem.
Sad, Joe, because it says things appear to be great last month with Johnny and Josie all over each other during a trip to Aspen.
Okay.
Aspen's a cool place.
All right.
But that stinks.
Woody, thank you, man, for all that great stuff today.
It's a tough way to end it.
Johnny Manziel.
Tough way to end it. Kanye lost his wife, too.
That's a shocker.
Oh.
Jeez. Guy. On a serious note, my man.
Oh, no.
Somebody
I told you his downward
him.
Spiral has been
somebody,
unbelievable.
You got to get him back on meds. I mean, somebody out there got to help that man that cares about Kanye.
I don't know
Yee
that there's
or
enough.
Ye or whatever, and
I
help that man out.
Meds to take him to calm him down, Joe.
I'm worried about a former wide receiver too. That's out there that just came out and said he's completely broke. He needs before he starts worrying about coming back on the money. We got that guy needs to get. He claims he doesn't. You ought to check in.
Well, I showed you that stunt he pulled with the wife.
Yeah.
Now gone wife.
Yeah. All right.
On the. That was rough, by the way.
Whew, man. Hey, I'll tell you what, who's not rough. Alex Donnell, host of Locked On Canes.
He's
and
a good
Locked
man.
ACC. I'll tell you what, Alex Donnell.
You think he's got it taken care of today?
Alex Donnell, well, we're going to ask him.
I feel like Donnell's the kind of guy that does his Valentine's shopping like 2 weeks ago.
I just think Alex Donnell's a really, really good person. We don't say that about a lot of people on radio.
No.
He's really, really a good person.
He is a good person.
Like, I think he does it right. I think he opens the door. He thanks you. He does the dishes.
Can we get personal with him when we bring him up? Can you ask him all this stuff?
I don't know how he feels about that.
He doesn't
I
mind.
Only know him as like everybody always goes, hey, Alex, great working with you. You're such a nice guy. Yeah.
The one thing I know he likes, you should ask him about the USA-Canada hockey match. I know he hates Canada. That's like his thing. He has like a beef with Canada for some reason.
Well, I got family. I love Canada, in case anybody in my family is listening, because part of my family, a little part of it, my mother-in-law is from Canada, and I love
Canada. You're Canadian
Canada.
Now. I didn't know that.
I'm not Canadian. She's Canadian. What's wrong with you? Hey, I'll tell you what's not wrong with you. You've been going to Beverly's Jewelers, too. I got to tell you, today's the big day. If you've messed up or you forgot or you're going, oh, God, I did. I forgot. I'm so glad Big Mouth said something. Hey, man, Beverly's Jewelers got something for you last second. They got this unbelievable engagement, diamond engagement thing I'll tell you about. But I want to let you know, if you need something to just stop by, pick it up that says I love you for Valentine's Day. I am talking to the last second Charlies today. When you have a second off, to run up to Fort Lauderdale to the showroom on Commercial Boulevard or just shop online at bevjewelers.com. Jeff, Amanda have been up there. Well, that's father-daughter, by the way. And that professional staff will take great care of you. Whatever you need, diamond studs, tennis bracelets, just a little something that says I love you, man, for a real important Valentine's Day. You don't want to mess it up. And if you know it's going to mean a lot to her and you're up there, stop by Beverly's Jewelers. They really do have something for everybody. Now, I got to tell you, for anybody that's getting ready to pop the big question and you got to get the perfect diamond engagement ring, they got a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity, e-color, set in custom-made 14-carat gold engagement ring for just $3,999. You're going, no way. Way. Not only way, you got to go see it in person, and then you'll go way, way. It's way, way nice, man. You should get it. It's a great way to go. And if you are getting ready to pop the big question, Beverly's Jewelers, this is what they do, man. Diamond engagement rings, one of their many specialties. Not to mention, gold prices are an all-time high. Beverly's is paying for top dollar for your gold, silver, diamond jewelry with immediate payment ready to go for you. I can't say enough about Beverly's Jewelers. Go find out for yourself. Again, the showroom's on Commercial Boulevard or shop online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.